Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving deep into the world of LLMs, specifically DeepSeek version 3. This AI coding assistant has been making waves, and we're here to break down why.
30 hours of coding with DeepSeek V3? That's a serious trial run. I'm hooked already. What were your initial impressions?
Mind-blowing, honestly. After putting it through its paces with Python, AWS, serverless functions, and even a chess game side project, I'm convinced it's the best AI coding assistant I've ever used. It tackled code cleanup like a champ, turning a 1,000-line prototype into a sleek 415 lines. There was one minor hiccup with tabs, but it nailed it on the second try.
Wow, that's impressive. How did it stack up against other LLMs like Claude?
Good question. I put Claude to the same code cleanup test, and it gave me a summary of tasks instead of the code itself. Even after multiple attempts, errors persisted. DeepSeek definitely took the crown in this round. Another point, Claude seems to have a React bias. No matter how much context I build with Vue.js, it keeps reverting to React. DeepSeek, on the other hand, stuck with Vue.js throughout my 3-day trial.
That React bias can be a real headache. So, besides code cleanup, what other tasks did you throw at DeepSeek?
I used it for API development, creating a visual chessboard with LLMs playing against each other, though they weren't very good at chess, and even some marketing and e-commerce writing. It excelled in all areas, even suggesting architectural improvements for my data models that were better than my initial ideas. I also dabbled in deep thinking and search functionality. While it didn't quite replace Perplexity for me as my primary search tool, it showed potential.
You mentioned context limits. Did you encounter any with DeepSeek?
Nope, not a single one. I've heard others complain about context limits on Reddit, but I'm pretty diligent about starting new chats regularly. Claude, however, constantly throws limits my way. It's incredibly disruptive, especially mid-project.
That's a valid point. Speaking of disruptions, any concerns about DeepSeek being a Chinese company?
That's a legitimate concern. I'd advise against putting anything sensitive into any cloud-based LLM. Don't share proprietary information, API keys, or anything you wouldn't want the AI company to access. I primarily use it for code and UI development, which I don't consider highly sensitive. However, the risk is there, and it's crucial to be mindful.
That's good advice. So, final verdict?
DeepSeek V3 will be my go-to LLM for the near future. I'll keep Gemini Flash and Ankla as backups, but DeepSeek's performance has been outstanding. I'm curious to see if my opinion changes over time, particularly regarding limits and pricing once the paid version rolls out. But for now, I'm all in on DeepSeek.
Thanks for sharing your in-depth experience with DeepSeek V3. It sounds like a real game changer.
Absolutely. That's all for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.